Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you have Sprint or maybe T-Mobile? Well, a federal judge has now approved, finally, the merger of these two massive wireless companies. And, you know, even if you don't have Sprint or T-Mobile, it's probably going to impact you anyway because prices will go up. And there is also the new 5G wireless networks. Now, it may get a boost from all this, but we'll go in depth to find out what it means. We start, though, with that mega merger, the merger that's driving up your cell phone or will drive up your cell phone bill. George Slover is senior policy counsel at the Consumers Union. Well, I'm guessing, George, that the folks at Sprint are happy today and the folks at T-Mobile are happy today. If you have one of those carriers, should you be happy today?
So really, the reason that consumers care about this merger, the reason that it impacts them, is that consumers need competition in order to have the leverage of choices in the marketplace so that one company can't just say, that's it, if you want this service, take it or leave it. Consumers need to have a place to go elsewhere. And the reduction from four major nationwide wireless carriers to three is a big deal. It's going to substantially harm the ability of consumers to have meaningful choice because with so few in the marketplace, the incentives change for the people who remain. And instead of wanting to compete fiercely against each other, they start saying, well, you know, it's in our interest to sort of work out ways to accommodate each other so that we all have the space we need. So the result is going to be higher prices and a degradation of service over time. That's what I think consumers can expect, unfortunately.
Okay, so this is the third and fourth kind of place carriers combining into something that can rival AT&T and Verizon. How did they get it through if it's going to be so bad? They are saying we're going to do things that are good. They're talking 5G and major expansions of it.
So first of all, the way that antitrust law looks at mergers is that every time two companies come in and want to merge, they say, oh, we're going to be able to bring all of these great benefits. We got all of this stuff in the works. Look at how great the world is going to be. But you need to look and see whether the merger really has anything to do with that. In this case, both of the companies had already announced their plans to expand 5G and were already in the process of doing that. So those benefits, maybe they could be sped up a little bit, but the change in the merger gives them more capacity, more resources, but it doesn't increase their incentives. In fact, the opposite is going to happen because Sprint and T-Mobile for the last several years have been kind of leapfrogging each other, vying to be the one who spurred competition, who came out first with lower prices, new packages, things to attract consumers, and it affected the entire marketplace. That's what we're going to lose now.
Well, is this now over? Is anybody trying to still fight this, or is it pretty much a done deal?
Well, there is a proceeding in California. The Public Utilities Commission is looking at this now. And there is still a court case that is pending in the District of Columbia. That's the case that the Justice Department brought in conjunction with its settlement of the case. So right now in the D.C. court, the only thing that's being looked at is whether the settlement is okay in the public interest. And generally, the courts don't overrule the Justice Department when it reaches a settlement, unfortunately. So I think, you know, there's a chance that it could still be stopped, but I don't think that's likely at this point. The latest, the last great prospect for that was the case brought by the state AGs in the New York City federal court.
George Slover, Senior Policy Counsel at the Consumers Union.